제41회 고난도 듣기 모의고사 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 13번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 14번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good morning. I'd like to buy photo calendars.
Good morning. We have a variety of them. Do you have any specific type in mind?
Yes, I'd like desk calendars.
We have three of them. These two are $20 each and that one is $15.
I'd like to get these two that cost $20 each.
If you buy two calendars, you can get this notebook for free.
That's great. How much is this notebook?
It's $2.
Then I'd like to buy one, too. I need two notebooks with the same cover.
Here you are. Do you need anything else?
No, here's my credit card.
Two calendars and two notebooks. One of these two notebooks is for free.
Exactly.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자가 현금으로 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, are you being helped?
No, I'm not. I'm looking for headphones for my smartphone.
These ones are the best-selling model. They're $70 a pair and a microphone is embedded.
I don't need a microphone. How much are these black ones?
They're $40 a pair.
I see. Are they for classical music?
No, they're for pop music. These are for classical music. They're $60 a pair.
Okay, I'll take those for classical music. And do you have a USB cable?
Yes, the longer one is $10 and the shorter one is $5.
I'll take the shorter one. And I'd like to use this gift certificate.
Let me see. It's worth of $20, so you only have to pay the difference.
I'll pay the rest in cash. Here you are.
3번 대화를 듣고 남자가 환불받을 금액을 고르시오.
Good evening, Mr. Evans.
Good evening, Tilly. I need to cancel my membership.
Oh, can I ask you why?
Yes, I'm moving to Seattle next month. I registered for a full year, but I can't come next 6 months.
Okay, I'll check.
The fee is $30 per month, so can I get all 6 months' fee back?
No, we charge a month's fee when you cancel your membership.
Then I will get 5 months' fee refunded, and I paid for next month's locker fee in advance. Can I get it refunded?
Yes, the locker is $10 a month, and you can get it back without a cancellation fee.
That's nice.
Mr. Evans, we'll send you the money to your account by the end of this week. Is that all right?
That's fine with me. Thank you, Tilly.
4번 마운틴 힐스 유스 캠프에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm Martin Sorensen, outdoors activity expert. If you're looking for an opportunity to be outdoors and have fun, Mountains Hills Youth Camp is your answer. The camp begins on July 15th and ends on July 29th. It provides a variety of outdoor activities, including kayaking, hiking, and soccer. It is a elementary school students-only camp, and boys and girls between 9 and 12 years of age are allowed to participate. The fee is $500, including meals, activities, and bed. You will be placed in small groups of 10, and licensed instructors, including me, will teach you. Mobile phones are not allowed in the camp, and the visits from parents are limited. Come and enjoy the great outdoors with me.
The Second Scarecrow Making Contest에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, residents of Green City. I'm Linda Jones, your mayor. I'm happy to announce that we're going to hold the Second Scarecrow Making Contest. The contest will take place from October 15th to October 22nd in Green City Plaza. All the entries will be displayed during the contest. If you want to enter, please send us your scarecrow by October 8th. Your scarecrow must be made of at least 25% straw and should not scare the guests too much. Two winners will be chosen in each of three categories, which are the most popular, the most humorous, and the most creative. The judges will be chosen among visitors, farmers, and artists. Winners will be given cash prize and a trophy. I'm looking forward to seeing your great scarecrows.
6번 The Sixth River Cleanup Project에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is your principal, Penelope Morgan. We're going to have the Sixth River Cleanup Project this Saturday. We're going to meet at our school gate at 8 a.m. You're going to work in a group of five, and each group will be given a task to fulfill. The cleanup equipment will be provided, but you should bring your work clothes. The cleanup project will end around 3 p.m., and we're going to take a group photo at Theodore River Park. About 60 students have volunteered so far, and we welcome your parents' participation. This is a very meaningful project, so I hope many of you will participate. Thank you.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kevin, did you say you're moving soon?
Yes, Lily. I got a nice apartment near my workplace.
Good for you. So, when is the moving day?
This Sunday.
You must be very busy.
Right. Since I'm not hiring a moving company, I'm doing all the packing myself.
Really? I can't even imagine myself packing all my stuff.
Luckily, I don't have much stuff to move. My new place is fully furnished, so I don't need much of the furniture that I'm currently using.
How do you get rid of the stuff that you don't need anymore?
I sold some and gave some to my friends, and I need to throw away the rest.
I think you could donate some of the unwanted stuff.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
That's a pretty handkerchief. Where did you get it, Paul?
My students gave me for my birthday.
Oh, do you teach?
Yes, I teach English to immigrant children at the community center.
That's so nice of you. When did you start to teach?
4 years ago. I've been teaching them once a week.
It's quite a long time. You're really committed.
Well, I feel happy when I teach them. Some of my first students are in high school and we still keep in touch.
You must be very happy to see them.
Yes, some are doing really well and are planning to go to college. I'm very proud of them.
9번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, don't sit on that bench. The paint is wet.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. Actually, it's my job. The wet paint sign has not arrived yet, so I'm waiting for it.
I see. You're telling people not to sit there before it arrives.
Right. The maintenance workers just finished the painting job, but they forgot to bring the sign.
Well, is there any bench that I can sit?
Go to the pond next to the restroom. They didn't do the painting job there.
Thanks, but it's too far from here. I'll just stand here and wait for my friend.
Okay, but stay away from the bench. You're too close to it. Hey, I made some dumplings. Would you taste some?
Okay. It's tasty, but very spicy. What did you put in?
You can guess.
It's a little sour, spicy, and some crunch vegetables are in it. Did you put kimchi in it?
You're right. You have a keen sense of taste.
I've never eaten kimchi dumplings before. Are they Chinese food?
I think they're Korean. No Chinese food restaurants sell them.
You may be right. I heard that kimchi is Korean food.
Yeah, I saw a video clip where an Asian lady explained how to make the dumplings. Maybe she is Korean.
I'll watch the video clip. I'd like to make these dumplings. Tell me how to find the video clip.
Curtis
is a high school student, and he loves playing basketball in his free time. His friend, Liam, often plays with him and is a basketball player on the school team. One day, when Curtis calls Liam to invite him to play a game with his other friends, he learns that Liam is sick in bed. Curtis visits Liam at his home and finds that Liam has a bad cold. Liam is sad. He wants to practice for the high school league games, but he's too weak to play. Curtis is sorry for Liam and thinks that Liam still has enough time to practice before the league games. He wants to encourage Liam. In this situation, what would Curtis most likely say to Liam?
Fred is heading home after a long day's work. When he passes by a convenience store, he feels he deserves a reward. Fred enters the store and finds that they're selling his favorite flavor of ice cream. Fred picks up one and pays for it, eating the ice cream. While he's walking toward the subway station, he finishes eating it. He remembers that he needs to call his client and looks for his cell phone, but there's no phone in his briefcase. It occurs to him that he might have left his phone at the counter of the convenience store. Fred turns back and hurries to the store. He goes into the store and comes to the clerk at the counter. In this situation, what would Fred most likely say to the clerk?
Carla
is a college student. She lives in an apartment with her cat. Her family lives in another city. One day, her mother calls her and tells her she'll visit Carla. Her mother has a business in the city near the college Carla goes to, and she wants to spend 2 nights at her daughter's apartment. Carla is happy to meet her mother, but she remembers that her mother has a cat allergy. Carla should find somebody who can take care of her cat during her mother's stay. She thinks of her friend Sam. He likes cats very much and keeps a cat himself. She thinks Sam is her best option. She calls Sam and he answers. In this situation, what would Carla most likely say to Sam?
Hello,
everybody. Last time, we looked at some very famous posters and talked about their messages. Today, we're going to see what makes the posters memorable. Of course, you should choose the right words for your message. The words should be simple and direct, so that people can catch what you want to say. Secondly, you should be consistent with details. For example, use the same background color, same object, or the same words for a series of posters. Also, you should be correct. If you're promoting a car, a toy, a refrigerator, or anything, study the product before you create a poster. When you finish your design, you should ask for a fact check on your poster too. Lastly, add some humor, but don't go too extreme. You can find something humorous and attractive from the thing you're promoting, even from a laundry machine. All right, we are going to look at the posters we studied in the previous class. These posters will provide you with good examples of what I explained.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everybody. Last time, we looked at some very famous posters and talked about their messages. Today, we're going to see what makes the posters memorable. Of course, you should choose the right words for your message. The words should be simple and direct so that people can catch what you want to say. Secondly, you should be consistent with details. For example, use the same background color, same object, or the same words for a series of posters. Also, you should be correct. If you're promoting a car, a toy, a refrigerator, or anything, study the product before you create a poster. When you finish your design, you should ask for a fact check on your poster too. Lastly, add some humor, but don't go too extreme. You can find something humorous and attractive from the thing you're promoting, even from a laundry machine. All right, we are going to look at the posters we studied in the previous class. These posters will provide you with good examples of what I explained.
14번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Happy Living. Let's talk about qi or feng shui today. This Chinese word stands for the flow of energy, and many Asians believe that the energy flows in their houses help them live a happy and healthy life. It sounds like a superstition, but my impression is that what's good for qi is good for your environment and health. Then, how can you improve the energy flow in your house? First of all, if you want to allow good energy to flow into your house, keep your doorway clean and well lit. Sometimes, open those closed areas, such as the laundry room, the garage, closets, and the bathroom, and let the energy flow through them. After that, keep those areas neat and closed. The people who believe in feng shui also advise that we should pay attention to the flow of water under our bedroom. They say if water flows under our bedroom, we can't sleep or rest well, so we become weak. That makes sense because a damp house is not a healthy place to live. Well, that's all for today. We're going to talk about some Asian wisdom of housekeeping next time. Bye.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Happy Living. Let's talk about qi or feng shui today. This Chinese word stands for the flow of energy, and many Asians believe that the energy flows in their houses help them live a happy and healthy life. It sounds like a superstition, but my impression is that what's good for qi is good for your environment and health. Then, how can you improve the energy flow in your house? First of all, if you want to allow good energy to flow into your house, keep your doorway clean and well lit. Sometimes, open those closed areas, such as the laundry room, the garage, closets, and the bathroom, and let the energy flow through them. After that, keep those areas neat and closed. The people who believe in feng shui also advise that we should pay attention to the flow of water under our bedroom. They say if water flows under our bedroom, we can't sleep or rest well, so we become weak. That makes sense because a damp house is not a healthy place to live. Well, that's all for today. We're going to talk about some Asian wisdom of housekeeping next time. Bye.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 장소가 아닌 곳은?